You know, maybe Carlton's thing was the epiphany or revelation that he had, but the more years go by, I see, you know, not as simple as that anymore. I mean, I was there at church when he preached about people were saying, I don't believe in hell. You know, there's a hell. There's a lot of people I know going to be in there making jokes about it. I'm not faulting that. Just saying he was dealing with it, but it no longer simple. When you're telling a story, there's devices to tell the story, especially movies. I loved it, and I thought it was a good movie. And if I had any fault with that movie, they just used device after device to tell the story. Is the story the most important part? I guess that it is. Is it based on true stuff? It is, except they just kept, like Reggie, I think, is the organ player song leader. I never knew Reggie. I knew all the song leaders, and I loved them, and I still do. But as far as I know, there was none of that went on. Mm. I think that it's used that. I don't know if I'll ever ask him, because it's a blind man feeling the elephant. Did that really happen and I just missed it? Well, it didn't happen as one of his song leaders because I was there. And I know those people. David Smith is one of them. He's still doing it at Higher Dimensions. There's one that's in Owasa. All three of those guys that I knew that were through this whole period we're talking about were wonderful guys, wonderful musicians, happily married, family guys who just moved on for whatever reason or not, but they're all still alive, and I know them, and I still talk to them. Alvin Frugé is credited, so we have David Smith, Alvin Frugé, and Willie Davis. They're just some of my favorite people that I've ever known, just like Bob Dylan. I digress, but some of my best memories in life are they're coming in to record the fix-ups for the Live at Azusa. Or sometimes we just did albums, but the choir is assembled, and all three of them is the same story. And there was a fourth guy, too. I don't remember him so well, but the story was the same. The choir, be it 20 people or whatever it is gathered around the Steinway, and they're just warming up. I have recordings of that. I don't know where they are, but there's church for you. And it was so weighty and profound. So that movie's filled with devices. Part of the story is the acceptance, finally, that gay people are not condemned to hell. I have a feeling they just wrote that cleverly or very good fashion into the story to tell that bit. So they made that guy the... It doesn't make any difference to me. I love Carlton, and I've told him many times, and I don't get into the subject with you. I haven't, and I won't this time. But I'm a Democrat, and really a Democrat, because I'm a Christian. So I have personal family members and friends that can't understand that. They would say I'm a Republican because I'm a Christian. There's some irony there. But for a while there, Carlton was a Republican. That's been 5 or 6 years ago, but it was 5 to 10 years since all that happened. And I said, Carlton, I didn't have nearly so much trouble with your doctrine as I did with you being a Republican. Yeah. That was really hard for me to grasp. And he said, yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. Anyway, I have rambled. I've shared my deepest secret. That doesn't matter. You know, we are all terminal.
No, it does matter. As you've made this confession of your cancer, you lived with us for 1 year.
Yeah. I probably was sick for several years before that, and okay. It was growing. There's a trend to pull it out of there. And if you Googled prostate cancer, what would come up a lot would be robotic surgery. I hate to be cynical. I never want to be cynical, but I am at times. And I just get the feeling that they figured that out. They sold a bunch of machines, whatever it is, and there's people that push this. I just go to that first. Just pull it out of there. And I know of a couple friends of mine that are dealing with all the issues after that, that are a whole other set of issues. Doesn't mean they're going to die of cancer like I am as quickly, but a lot of them are going to die of cancer even though the prostate's gone, because it spreads, and even if they don't think it's spread, it's already spread. The odd thing is that prostate cancer, when it spreads, is still prostate cancer. So if it's in your bones, you don't have bone cancer, you have prostate cancer in your bones. And it starts producing testosterone. It is funny, I'm telling you, it's funny in some odd, quirky fashion. So Steve Ripley, how do you get to play with Bob Dylan? I don't know. I'm a weird guy. I don't know how you do that, but it's just like me to have these things work and then don't work very long, and then the cancer inside of me figures out some other way to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so like me. The drugs I'm taking now, besides the original injections that I get every month in my belly, that are pretty serious, I gotta tell you. These pills, what they're doing is attacking testosterone in other places, including wherever the tumor or the cancer is spread, I guess. It's making testosterone. Because prostate cancer feeds on testosterone, so you kill it in your testes. And then lo and behold, yeah, well, I'm a smart feller. I'm going to make some testosterone over here. Something like that. Pretty weird. And chemo, I knew when my mom was dying and we moved back to take care of her. And I watched her go through that. Chemotherapy, I guess God bless it. I mean, I'm not finding one percentage point of fault in it. But really what they're doing is killing as much as they can without killing you. They're just killing everything they can. And hopefully they'll get the cancer and you won't die. And then you can start to come back. Now, there's other things like taking your own blood and they process it in some way and then they put it back in you. That's a thing that goes on and something to explore.
Well, you know, you could be here 5 years from now.
I could, probably not. So I deal with that optimism coupled with it's not probable. Things can go south at any moment, take a turn for the worse. And that moment could be the next doctor visit when I get my PSA taken again on May the 3rd or whenever that is coming up. If my PSA is at 600 or something, it's at 110 right now. It got as low as around 10, down from highest of 1600. So that's great. And then that drug stops working or whatever it is, and you start going back up. I'm hopeful for that and for some years left. Now, if any of these three things that I've done had lasted an average amount of time, I would have moved into the two-year, three-year thing. But mine just lasted 2 months and 3 months. Then we try something else. If this drug I'm on now works for me, there's people that have taken this drug, Zytiga, it's called, for years.
There is that hope right now.
Yeah, but that's like saying I could go top of this building out there and jump off and perhaps I'll fly. You know, it's about like that. It's not probable.
Well, you were brave to share all this right now.
Seemed like it ought to be part of the record. I know your hope for this is this goes on more than 5 years or 10 years. It's there. Voices of Oklahoma.
Thank you for sharing what you've done now.
You're welcome.
Someday, this will be played beyond you and me. People would be interested how you were handling that.
Then they can see what the whole story was.
Right.
There's a final chapter to it.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest with you, on an optimistic note, you can turn it off whenever you want or leave it roll, but it's a fascinating field, and these guys are giddy in a way. They don't spend too much time being giddy because they are working all the time. I mean, they're not just cancer doctors, they're urologists, so it's a lot of stuff. But there's a lot of drugs coming down the pipeline. So the hope for me is that this drug now or the next one, if it works long enough for another one to be there, then you start the opposite of dominoes, but you start stair-stepping your way into two or three or 4 years. That's funny, ain't it?
Easy for me to say, but if you can keep that hope going, that gets you through. Thank
well,
you,
it
Steve.
Helps.
Thank you.
I'll tell you for your own sake, you know, this, like I was trying to tell you a while ago, this stuff lifts me up. I dread it before it, but I also know intellectually that it will lift me up. I don't sit anywhere for 3.5 hours because my butt hurts and my back hurts. But 3.5 hours is a good thing in my life. I like it. Thank
you. Good. Thank you. And I like it too.